Winston Churchill said, I'm always ready to learn, but I don't like being taught. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Instant Illumination. No, it isn't. It's the Absolute Philosopher. Can you imagine that? I don't even know who I am. I'm the Absolute Philosopher. But I do know Winston Churchill said, I'm always ready to learn, but I don't like being taught. Now, why would he object to being taught? He objects to being taught because of one condition. Whoever is teaching thinks that Winston Churchill doesn't know, and they're going to teach him something he doesn't know. Now, we have another term that I like to use, and it's called reveal. Winston Churchill likes to reveal that he knows everything, that he has all knowledge in him, that he is absolutely fantastic, and that no matter what it is he needs to know, he knows it. Now, I said this morning to Chrissy, I said, Chrissy, you're going to run the camera for us. And do you know how to use it? She says, I know that I know that I know God, and he knows how to use it. Now, is she correct?
Yeah.
Is there a divine wisdom in her that already knows how to use the camera? Who made the camera?
Herself.
The divine made the camera. Herself made the camera. She created it. Now, why is it that kids have so much fun with computers? Because they're not afraid of them. They reach right in and they press buttons, and if something goes wrong, they just start over again. They know that nothing can be destroyed unless it's some stuff that you didn't save. But nothing can be destroyed on a computer, can it? Right? What can you destroy on a computer?
Nothing.
That's right. Nothing can be destroyed on a computer because it's all there and it can be repeated. And Gertrude,
yeah.
When you make a goof and you make a mistake, a bad mistake, and the mistake is in your program, it's in your software someplace, and you have just fouled everything up. You pressed every wrong button and got all the wrong answers, and it's just a mess. Can you sit down and say, all is in divine order, and have it instantly be in divine order? Now just answer me from your knowledge. Do you say yes?
Yes.
Why? When was everything in divine order?
It was always in divine order.
Everything was in divine order yesterday.
Yep.
So you go back to yesterday. Mm-hmm. Sylvia, what's that called?
Restore.
You restore the computer to yesterday's program, and it's all that. Now, did you lose anything? Did you destroy anything? Was something not available? No. It's all still there. And you just had it in a configuration that was not harmonious, so you said, oh, to heck with it. I'm going to restore this to yesterday when it was harmonious. And you restore it, and up comes yesterday's programming and everything, and all in divine order. You say, oh, yeah, go, good, this is what I like. But can we do that with everything in life? And the answer is yes. You see, you knew how to operate your body perfectly yesterday. Today, your body's got a arthritis. And you say, I do not accept arthritis. Right, Ingeborg? I do not accept it. So I restore my body to what, Ingeborg? To its what?
Wholeness and perfection, to its original purity.
Exactly. To its original purity and integrity. I restore my body to my original purity and integrity. Now, when were you born? When did you start out, Sylvia? When were you using your original purity and integrity before you forgot about using them? When were you doing that?
When I was a baby.
Theoretically, yeah. Okay. So, you're going to go back to when you were a baby and enjoy your original purity and integrity. Now, Sylvia, Can you restore everything and keep your memory?
Yes.
How interesting, isn't it? Isn't that interesting? Mm-hmm. You can restore everything and keep your memory.
Like in a computer, you can keep the data.
No, that's what I'm talking about, a computer. Yeah. But, our mind is like the computer, that's right. Mm-hmm. And we can restore our mind to our original purity and integrity and keep all of the enjoyments that we've had up to this point. So, how can you do that? How do we restore a human's original purity and integrity? How do we bring those things forth into being? How do we manifest them in our life? We manifest them in our life in one simple way. I now express my original purity and integrity. When we tell our mind, our brain, our body, that we are restoring our self to our original purity and integrity, then what happens? It's there. Poof! Just like that. Just like that. When you watch the movie Bleep, you will see how they restore things to the original purity and integrity. And Ingeborg, do you remember how it was restored to the original purity and integrity for that girl? What did she do that brought that back? Ingeborg? What did she do? Sylvia, what did she do?
Well, she started to like herself.
She laughed. And when she laughed, what happened in her network of her brain?
Adjusted everything.
It readjusted all of the things that were out of whack and, turned them off and turned on everything that was in whack. You know, if you can say that. And she laughed. And when she was laughing, what were those things called? The neurons, the dendrons, the dentroids,
the peptides
were extra. The peptides were what came in and messed you up, but could make you nice too.
Yes.
But all these neurons were attached to each other. I like me. I like forks. Next thing I know, I got a fork hanging out of my mouth, you know. Now, forks should be set on the table. Mm-hmm. Forks should be set. Jerome, put your fork on the table, you know. Yes. Right. So, you see, you change the action of that habit dendrite inside of you so that it is cooperative with what you want for yourself. And what do you want for yourself? You want to return to your what? Your original
purity and integrity.
Your original purity and integrity. Does that sound
purity
good?
Purity
and integrity.
Yeah.
How do you say that in Switzerland?
Die ursprüngliche Ganzheit und Integrität.
Integrität, huh?
Ja.
Ja. So, how do you return them? How do you return to them? By affirming it, by putting that cause in motion in your mind, and attaching the dendrites to the total system, so you do it. Now, it is quite exciting. It is quite exciting. And everybody who does it, everybody who gets involved in it, has marvelous things happening to them. Now, that's just from the scientific point of view. Now, from the spiritual point of view, it never was disconnected. From the spiritual point of view, we just lost sight of it for a while by not paying attention to it. We didn't empower it, we didn't enjoy it, and now we can. So, Jerome drives the golf cart improperly, and he's just having a ball. And I say, Jerome, we don't drive like that. If you want to drive like that, you can go on the racetrack. And if you want to drive on the campus, you drive 50 miles an hour. And Jerome says, yes, sir! And he doesn't say that out of disrespect. He just says, yes, sir. Now I know the rules. Yes, sir. I'll do the rules, right?
Yes.
Okay. I was introduced at INTA as I spoke in a special program by this lady. And her name is Anella. And I said to her, you've had a very busy life, you know. And she says, yeah. She says, in fact, one time I even drove race cars. I said, you drove race cars? Man, how about that? She says, yes, I've done many things. You see, we have no idea what our original purity and integrity is, what wonderful things it entails and encompasses, but we can do it. And it is fun. Yes, we are having lots of fun. Winston Churchill said, I always am ready to learn, but I don't like being taught. So if Winston Churchill were here, we would say, Winnie, I would like you to learn some new ideas. And he'd say, very good. What do you want me to learn? I want you to learn how to be a public speaker. He said, I am one already. No. At the INTA conference, the musicians were quite good. And one musician said, I would like someone to come up on stage here who cannot sing well at all. In fact, who cannot sing good in any way. And so a bunch of people came up, especially a very flamboyant young man who wanted to sing. And he said, oh, I thought you wanted me to sing. No, I want someone who can't sing. And so one lady got up there, and she says, I can't sing. And so, okay, prove it. So they had her sing a song, and she was terrible. She was absolutely terrible. And so, you know what he did? He didn't tell the audience what he was doing, but he did this. He changed the pitch. So the pitch was at the same level of her ability to talk. And so, as she sang, she didn't talk, but she sang, but it was very comfortable for her. She wasn't reaching for any notes, she wasn't having any, and she sang beautifully, instantly, after not being able to sing well over the years, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And so, then he had another guy come up, and this was a little guy, been a friend of mine for a long time there, and Joe, I think it's Joe, and he was just terrible. So he sang something like this. Oh, give me a home where the buffalo roam, where the deer and the antelope play. You know, and so, you like that, don't you? Yeah. And so the musician said, okay, now, Joe, everybody here in the audience thinks you know how to sing. Everybody thinks you're a wonderful singer. And Joe, you are a wonderful singer. Now, Joe, I'm going to give you your pitch. And so he gave him his pitch. And it was such a perfect pitch for him. He sang the song beautifully. He sang the song, you know, however far he went, just beautifully. And then the musician said, yes, we do miracles here. But it was just that simple, changing the pitch and also making them feel confident in themselves. And this is what we do. So that's the kind of learning we want to do. Now, those people were learning without knowing they were learning, and they learned well. So have a lovely morning, a lovely day, a lovely time in every way. And know that I love you, I love you, I love you.
I love you.